Audio 4.10.
To some people, vinyl records bring back memories of growing up in the 1960s and 70s when rock and roll was king. Back then, music lovers listened to Elvis Presley and the Beatles on black discs spinning on a turntable. Today's younger generation didn't grow up with records, so for them, vinyl is cool. Jack Lowenstein came to Crooked Beat Records in Washington, D.C.
I prefer to buy vinyl records over CDs.
Sarah Griffith is into vinyl, too.
More recently, I have started buying more, you know, like old punk records and stuff.
Nielsen SoundScan tracks audio sales in the United States. It says vinyl records, with almost 3 million sold, were the fastest-growing music format last year. By June this year, the number of vinyl albums sold was 40% greater than the same period last year. But still, vinyl sales in the U.S. are tiny compared to overall CD and MP3 sales.